My sense of humor went on strike yesterday. Nothing I could say or do, not even a considerable bump in the minimum wage I pay her, would convince her to come back, not even for a trial run. "Where are you going to go?" I asked in a painfully pleading voice. "None of your business," she called out over her shoulder. I offered early retirement, vacation time, full health care, but nothing doing. I said, "At least give me a phone number where you can be reached. I need you more than ever," I admitted. "These are terrible times. If a man can't laugh occasionally, he'll go insane." "Welcome to the club," my sense of humor growled just before slamming the door on the way out. I confess, I haven't been attentive to my SOH's needs of late, but I didn't think things had gotten so far beyond remedy. Sure, I read the newspapers, news feeds, blogs, all things political, and yeah, it makes me eternally pissed off seeing my country run by punks and thugs as if they were operating a crime syndicate in a third world country. I mean, I did notice that my chuckles were few and far between, my drinking had picked up a notch, my messages to friends were growing darker, my response to phone solicitors was no longer amused, but I didn't realize I had slipped into a steady dripping funk. Sinister thoughts were entering my fevered head, fantasies of terrible accidents befalling our dear leader. Subpoenas and impeachment wishes, presidential untreatable syphilis, and worse, much, much worse. No wonder my SOH took a hike. What's funny about wishing harm to someone, even if you hate the son of a bitch? But of course, the corrosive part of hating this guy was that eventually I started hating the people that voted him in, and the politicians who make excuses for him, and the party that enables this totally undemocratic dickhead. My SOH doesn't handle that kind of toxin. Nothing humorous about it, no great punchline here. The trouble with hatred is it has no room for my SOH, none whatsoever, and couples counseling isn't going to help, no way. We might have stayed together for the children, but we don't have kids. So I can't blame my sense of humor for this. She knew it was time to go. Well before me, I see now. Maybe we can work things out eventually. I'm hoping, but not real optimistic. Meanwhile, I'll just stew in my own bile and trust the power of a vestigial funny bone. You never know. Sometimes life can turn funny again.